Today's wonderful sponsor is Property Assist WA. Shannon and her team are really committed to assisting property managers' workload by assisting them with outsourcing services like routine inspections, final bond inspections, and property condition reports. Keep your property managers doing what they love and outsource the things they don't to a company that thrives on positive feedback and guarantees a premium personalised service with a smile. The vision of Property Assist WA is to make a difference to the quality and perception of property managers, enabling you to keep your clients happy whilst improving the efficiency of your staff. PM Collective is a leading platform supporting collaboration, not competition, for an online community and events throughout the year with one purpose: to create happier property managers. The PM Collective creates connections for property managers looking to create momentum within their careers and personal life. Join me and my guests as we discuss challenges, struggles, mental health, mindset, and give advice to property managers and anyone in the industry. To find out more about our memberships, visit pmcollective.com.au. Today, we have Cara DeBuehl, who is the Licensee Director from Professionals Sterling Clark, joining us. Cara, lovely to see you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's start off because I sort of know you, but I don't know you. Tell me about where you started and where you are now in your real estate career.
Sure. I started as an assistant to a salesperson, very successful salesperson who is now also a business owner and licensee, back when I was 19. And I just fell in love with real estate. I had a real kind of sales background, assisting him and learning a lot about the structure of the business. And I decided shortly after that I really wanted to make it my career. And so I got registered as a salesperson and I worked assisting him for 6 years. And then I transitioned more into an operations admin manager type role, which I really enjoyed because operations is probably my passion, what makes the business tick and the day-to-day running of an agency I find really interesting. So I spent the next few years doing that and I did my diploma and got licensed. And then around about kind of during those few years, I met my now business partner, Glenn. And he and I decided that we were kind of aligned in that we wanted to take the next step into business ownership, and we bought the business that we now manage together.
Okay. And so when you first got your job as an assistant, was the sales rep you were working for, was he a business owner at the same time or was he a sales rep only?
I think he was a sales rep when I first started, but shortly after I started working for him, he transitioned into the licensee role and business ownership role. So I really got to see how someone can progress and go from being an assistant to a salesperson to a licensee to a business owner. And it kind of paved the way for me career-wise. I was like, okay, this is what we do. Yeah, okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I bought this business that I really got involved in property management. Before that, what limited knowledge I had about property management was that it was so different to sales and it was like the dark side. Like I was never going there. And then when I bought this business and the market changed so drastically, I was like, oh, wow, this is actually a fundamental part of the business and I need to understand it and manage it. And I learned a lot in those few years. Now I actually really enjoy being actively involved. And the sales skills that I learned throughout my sales career actually really helped me in the business development side. So it's kind of all just fitted together really, really nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. And what does like your day-to-day look like now? Like how do you balance yourself between property management and sales, or do you just like what does that look like?
It's pretty crazy because both sales and property management are really active at the moment. So previously we've seen when sales are busy, PM is kind of quiet and vice versa. So it was kind of easy to allocate my time between what area of the business needed me the most until the last few years. And then there's been a lot that we haven't been dealing with previously that we now are. So at that point, when I was doing the business development and the licensee role and, you know, all the things, it was kind of like, okay, this is getting a bit much. So now we've got someone handling business development, and then that means that I can just focus on running the agency and the licensee role, because it doesn't matter whether you're predominantly sales-based or property management focused. If you're the licensee, you really need to be across both sides, because the questions are going to come at you, and it's your responsibility to make sure that you have the answers and can guide your team members accordingly. So that takes up a lot of my time. And I'm a mum now too, so I probably don't work 80 hours a week like I used to. So the time that I do spend here is really important, and that I'm spending it where I can be of most value to my team rather than customer focused.
Yeah, I mean, and kudos to you for taking the role of the licensee seriously as well, because that's sort of what I'm taking from what you do, is that as a licensee, you are responsible for both departments, take responsibility and really nurture that as a very, very serious role, which it is. But I think the problem at the moment in the real estate industry is a licensee is just something that you just have to have, and it's either by someone who's an active selling agent, or maybe someone who's an active property management, who really is quite often just trying to tick the boxes, you know what I mean? And that's probably, like, to be honest, that's very, very rare to come across someone who takes it as seriously as you do. So well done for that. I mean,
I'm really, really glad you said that. Because it's really important. And I find so often that it's not just something that you hang on the wall and, you know, and it's there. Like, I did really struggle at the start with the weight of the responsibility that comes with being the person in bona fide control. When something's going wrong, it is on you, whether it's a rep that's written a contract wrong or a PM that's not followed the, you know, correct procedure. At the end of the day, you're the one that's going to get fined. You're the one that's going to get in trouble. And when you have a sizable business with a lot of people, it's a bit scary. It's a bit intimidating. And I probably underestimated it going into it, what effect that would have on me. But you just have to be putting those things in place to protect yourself and protect the agency. And as a licensee, that's your job, is to protect the agency and all the people in it. But you're right, across the board, it's generally just like, oh, okay, we've got a top performing salesperson that's got their license and they're going to be the licensee and done, tick. But especially now, and the way that the world is going and the industry is going, there is a real responsibility there. And I think it's time that it started being taken serious.
Yeah, 100%. So that probably leads us into the way that you manage the property managers versus sales, and why your business has a very strong, what's the word to use, a really strong, like, merge with the two departments. Like, they don't sit necessarily separate. I assume they merge beautifully together. So talk us through a little bit about that process and some strengths within having both departments.
Yeah, it's taken a long time. It's not something that happens overnight. It's very culture-based. So we spend a lot of time together as a group. It's not like sales are going to lunch and property managers are left behind. It's very much this attitude of, if we're all winning, we're all winning. And if we're all losing, we're all losing as well. It's kind of not this segregated, oh, well, you're a salesperson and you're a property manager and you don't speak to one another. Kind of very inclusive, I guess, is how I would describe it. They all get along really well. That makes it easy. Kind of, it's not like if someone's making a coffee in the kitchen and someone else walks in, they're not, you know, interacting at all. The office is a really social environment, sometimes to the detriment of work getting done, but it's a really, really nice environment for them to be in. And I think being approachable and honest, and especially in the market that we're in at the moment, where you've got a lot of rent, your rent roll is selling. So if you're dealing with those transactions in-house, they need to really be working together. Otherwise, the client's ultimately suffering and we're not getting the best outcome. So them spending time together, understanding each other's roles and responsibilities, and who does what in a transaction, I think really helps. So they do spend a lot of time. We'll quite often have property managers in on sales meetings and sales in on property management meetings, just so that we're not missing those kind of real important things. A lot of our property managers will attend pre-settlement inspections, and a lot of our sales team will go along to finals if it's, you know, transitioning. So they do work a lot together, which is really nice. And I think really important that there's that understanding between both roles.
Yeah.
Other things.
Just so everyone sort of knows, what sort of numbers in terms of staff are we looking at in a sales team and in a property management team?
So altogether, we've got about 30 staff.
It's a lot of people to merge.
Yeah, it is a lot of people to merge. We've got a small satellite office, which is up in the hills. There's one sales team of two there, and also an administrator / receptionist. Our property management team work remotely from our Foothills office. And so that's about 650 rentals. And we've got quite a big property management team as well. So 5 property managers, a BDM, leasing consultant, trust accountant, you know, kind of everyone doing their bit. There's about 15 in sales, a couple of administrators, myself, obviously, and Glenn, my business partner. So it's quite a big team, a lot to manage.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually had this discussion with a few sort of, you know, general managers and department managers, and they take on so much workload with staffing. And we quite often have this talk about how many people can somebody manage. So I know I've got a friend who's a GM of a very large agency, and there's a lot of stuff that she sort of manages across the departments. But for me, I think that, like, I've got 10 staff. I would probably say that I could make that a full-time role, managing an office with 10 staff. So 30 staff is, I can imagine. I mean, that would, to me, that's a full-time job plus more, you know?
Yeah. 30 staff across 2 offices, it's a lot. But it's also having the right people in the right spots. And to a point, there's an element of trust there. You know, I shouldn't have to oversee every single person doing every single thing. Like, they know what they're doing. I need to get out of their way and let them do their job. So really, it's more of kind of a support role, because they're really only coming to me when there's a problem that they can't fix themselves. If you've got the policies and procedures in place and the right people doing the right jobs, It shouldn't be labor intensive. There's always going to be dramas. Like, there's always going to be people coming, people going sick, you know, calling in sick, things like that. But not all of those things need to be dealt with by you. I'm not the sole business owner. So Glenn, my business partner, he's actively involved as well. We discovered really early on in our business partnership that salespeople just, I need to not manage them. So while they'll come to me on a contractual question, which I would expect that they do, the how do I do a listing presentation, how many appraisals should I be doing, hitting their KPIs, that is all Glenn. I don't get involved in that. They need to hear it from someone who is actively selling, and regardless of my sales experience, it's just not the same. They really need someone who's actively doing what they're doing to give them that advice.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you said that you do meetings. Do you do meetings together and meetings separate?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Associates Co provide reliable, fully trained professionals to assist you with running and scaling your property management department, providing high-quality, pre-trained virtual assistants ready to hit the ground running and revolutionize the way you run your portfolio, ensuring your time is spent doing the high-value tasks inside your rent roll that really matter. Not long ago, VAs within a business were considered a luxury. Now they are a staple for any business needing reliable support without the headache of traditional staffing. To find out more, head over to theassociatesco.com.
So, yes, we have a property management meeting on a Monday and we have a sales meeting on a Tuesday. So if something's coming up where, you know, we're getting a lot of questions on the same thing and it's that we can see that there's a gap and something that needs to be addressed, then we'll chuck everyone in a room together and we'll nut it out. We do all of our CPD training. Obviously, the mandatories is different, but our electives, we do it together as a team. And that's been really good. If there's some extra, we do a lot of team building. And if there's something that I'm identifying in the agency that I think everyone can benefit from, then we're all going along to that together.
Tell me about, actually, you just triggered my memory. You did a really lovely, it was like a retreat not long ago.
Yeah, retreat.
Tell us about that and what you did.
We do that every year. So that is a conference / retreat that we put on for our staff. So we all have to do our CPDs every year. That's a requirement. So I don't want it to be something where, oh, I've got to go and do my training and I've got to go in and I've got to sit there and I've got to tick a box and I'm not going to engage. And I just think you'll get so much more out of your training if you're enjoying it. And so we take everyone away, lock them in for 2 days. We usually go to a resort or something along those lines. We have a nice dinner and activities together, and we build in all of the training into that 2 days.
So it's like your own mini conference.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So it's a really fun, interactive team building activity, and everyone really looks forward to it. And it's also a kind of a bit of a reward for the staff as well, because they work so hard all year. It's our opportunity to take them away, show them a good time. You know, yes, we're getting our compliance done, which is important, and I need to make sure that happens. So that's good. And I love throwing a party. I love an event, something to plan and look forward to. So yeah, I kind of roll those things all together, and yeah, it's been really successful.
I think that, like, for me, that's probably the biggest thing that someone could actually do in their office is by doing just a yearly team training. And it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 staff, 10 staff, 30 staff, 50 staff. I know that with some groups that I'm involved with, we've got quite a few independent real estate agents. And we're trying to, we did it last year, we're doing it again this year. Some of us have got 40 staff, but some of us have only got 5 staff or 10, and we actually do it together. So the ultimately, if you are an agency that is small, then get a few small independents or a few small businesses together, or if you're a small franchise, get your other franchise owners together and create something like that, because you can all do it regardless of your size. And I would have probably said that, for me being an outsider looking in, that that would probably be one of your number one things for having an inclusive team.
Yeah, it's a really good attraction as well. People have said to me, I want to work at a place like that. You know, I want to work at a place where they do these things. And I guess we take it as an opportunity to show value and show gratitude for our people. And I guess the job isn't always easy. You know, a lot of the time the job is hard. It shouldn't be hard to come to work. I understand the role is hard and dealing with some of the problems are hard. I can't fix that. I can't change that. That's the nature of dealing with people. But what I can change and what I am in control of is the environment that I provide and how much I can appreciate and show my appreciation for them turning up every day. And I hope that's enough to retain my team and retain my people, because I don't want someone leaving to go to another opportunity when they're being offered something by an agency that I'm not. And I think we all need to be a little bit mindful about that.
Yeah. And you and I share the same thoughts when it comes to sort of mental health and burnout. And I know that one thing that I do try to remind people is that with property management and real estate in general, I always say it's a sport. The problems aren't going to go away. Stop wishing that you didn't have to deal with this or that. You just have to get better at dealing with it, unfortunately, if you want to stay in a career. And by getting better at dealing with stuff that happens, or clients, et cetera, is you just have to obviously have your create that good environment and just look after yourself and your team and your office and make sure that that is as enjoyable as possible, because you can control that. We can't control other people.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So now I will admit I'm a pretty average manager, I would probably say. I don't like staff meetings. I don't do them. I have no interest in doing them, and I attract staff that have the same thoughts. So lucky for me, everyone's happy. So that decision. But I do fall victim to segregating sales and property management. So our sales department is on the smaller side. Our property management is the larger side of our business. And I don't include the two. And I think that it absolutely comes down to me and my language and my, you know, that's me, all on me for keeping the two departments separate. What do you see people doing wrong with the managing a sales and a property management team so separately? Because I know, and you would know, I'm sure that there are a lot of salespeople out there that refer their property managements to other people. I know that I've got other sales reps that refer to me and they've got a property management department. So obviously there is something going wrong. What do you reckon is like one of the reasons?
I think there's a lot of reasons that could be going on, and it hasn't always been the way that it is here always. Like I can, not in my time, but prior to that, reps have told me that the trust just wasn't there for them to refer. So if they're feeling like they've got this client and they want to sell it at some point, but they want to rent it in the meantime, they want to make sure that they're coming back to them and they're not getting burned. So if there's maybe some issues in the property management team and mismanagement of clients, then sales are going to not want to refer. And that's fair. I think if I was a salesperson, I would want to make sure that if I'm handing over a client, referring a client, that they're going to be really well looked after. And vice versa. There's nothing worse than, you know, when you're sitting in your portfolio and one of your landlords is saying, oh, we might sell. Can you get one of your guys to give me an appraisal? And they just go, oh, no. You don't want to send that email. You don't want to send it on because you're thinking, are we going to keep this person, or are we going to potentially lose them to another agency? So I think the trust that the job is going to be done and going to be done well is probably the biggest thing. So if you have good operators, it's not an issue because things aren't going to get missed and that client is going to be well taken care of. The trust thing is a big one. In our office, I think it's a little bit different as well because Glenn and I working together, he's a business owner but selling, and seeing two of us work together and work together very well to get a good outcome for the client, people are like, oh, I see, it's possible because they do it. So when he was referring, you know, business development leads to me for me to manage and put into a portfolio, and then I would have the same thing going back to him, it was kind of like a lead by example, oh, it can be done and this is the way we do it here. So it definitely does come from the top. But also if you're a selling principal and all you know is sales, then it's really hard to get kind of that, I guess, flow between departments. So there has to be a really an understanding, I think, an education about what happens when we're referring. Whose responsibility is it? Who's doing the pre-settlement? Those types of things. If it can be done right and people understand that, oh, yeah, this is how we do it, then, I don't think it's a problem. But I think it very much a change in mindset for a lot of people, because property managers traditionally don't like sales, which is so funny because so much of what a property manager does is negotiation, you know. And Glenn and I talk about this all the time. If he could take all of our property managers into sales, he would be so happy because they're organized, they're skilled negotiators, but it's just not their jam. They just couldn't think of anything worse. And sales are like, ugh, I wouldn't want to be a property manager. What a horrible job. So it's actually really funny that there is this kind of you are one way or the other and you rarely go between the two. But that's probably what needs to happen a little bit more for us to all to get better at it.
I think there's a big divide in personalities, like stereotypically a sales rep personality and a property manager personality are two different things. And so not only, yes, they a property manager could make a great sales and vice versa. I feel like we don't want to be labelled as a sales rep, and I don't think a sales rep has the right personality that they would want to be labelled as a property manager. So it is a lot of a big mindset thing. So I'll just finish off with a bit of a summary, because I think that had some really good info in it. But just really the tips for improving or creating trust within the two teams? I think number one, definitely, and this is sort of all on you, but definitely the role of the licensee being a serious role, but also incorporating the responsibility for training and managing staff and processes. That is a position, like that is all a position that we lack in a lot of businesses these days, creating trust between the teams. I think as well, having happy teams, because a sales rep not going to refer to a grumpy property manager who is miserable, and same with a property manager referring. I think if you've got two happy teams, they're probably going to be happy to refer. And also, like, the other thing I was thinking of, which we sort of touched on, but was the reciprocating the referrals. I think if you have a property manager who's always referring to sales, but then doesn't really see much happening in return, I think you'll find that it's not that they'll be intentionally just not passing them on, but they won't see the importance of it because they're like, yeah, correct. And vice versa.
It doesn't even have to be in the way of a return referral, because sometimes, particularly in sales, but it goes both ways. You're just so focused on doing your job, you're not thinking about helping another person do what they need to do. But sometimes it can be as nice as, you know, something simple, like our sales guys, had experienced before where they've come in and there's been a bit of a difficult settlement and the property's changing hands and it's a rental and there's kind of a lot of, we're dealing with tenants and buyers and sellers, and the agent has just come into the property manager and put a nice bottle of wine on their desk and just said, like, I really appreciate your help with that one, because they're not great at dealing with tenants some of the time. Oh, you know, I just want to get in, I just want to do my home open, I just want to sell the house and get paid, and this, none of this is my problem. It's like, it can make life for the property manager very difficult. Whereas if we're all working together and communicating effectively and just a little bit of appreciation, I think, goes a long way. And they'll be more willing to help when the next deal comes along. The other thing is, you can incentivize your property manager to help with the sales process as well. They're not happy about losing a property out of their portfolio, and fair enough. They're not happy that they have to deal with a tenant who's potentially needing to vacate now, who's upset, and, you know, an agent that just wants to get in and do what they need to do, especially if it's outside the agency. It can be even more challenging. So there's definitely a lot of ways that it can go wrong, but when it goes right, it's so powerful, actually. And we will get more business that way if it's handled properly.
Yeah, 100%. Cara, it's always a pleasure to have you, I'm sure I'll see you soon. I've got a few business owner things coming up, so I will have you on board and see you very soon. And I think that if anybody, can you just actually finish off by telling us a little bit about a podcast that you do and who would be an ideal listener for it? Because it's very much focused on mental health, isn't it? Can you just give us a bit of a promo on that?
Yeah, thank you for the plug. So my business ownership journey, or my real estate journey, but more so my since becoming a business owner, I really sat back and went, wow, the support that I really needed, I just felt I couldn't access, and I felt very isolated. I felt very alone. It was very scary. It was very overwhelming. And I thought, where are the future leaders in our industry? And it prompted me to start sharing some of those experiences. So there is a podcast, and we interview a lot of kind of upcomers and people that have started in the industry and done really well. There's a couple of interviews. If you go to propertyperformancestars.com.au, we have a Facebook page as well if you want to jump on that. And yeah, there's just a couple of interviews. There's some blogs, podcasts if you want to have a listen. It's just really a bit of a download on some of the issues that we faced the last. So yes, the Facebook page, the website, propertyperformancestars.com.au. I welcome a conversation anytime. So if you want to email, call, Facebook me. Yeah, it's a really interesting space, and I think there's not enough conversations that can be had about it. It's what I love so much about what you're doing, and I think that there's a lot more like-minded people out there that really kind of can get a lot of value out of us all sharing our experiences. So thank you.
Excellent. And I think that that's, it's important because I think a lot of people think the same and have the same struggles, but no one wants to be, you know, wants to put it out publicly. But, and they also feel, we're in a society where it feels uncomfortable to sometimes reach out to somebody one-on-one to say, listen, I'm actually having a bit of a struggle with this situation. You know, are you able to help? And I think that's what's so good about podcasts is that people can listen to them in private and have listen to someone having those conversations without being vulnerable. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure if anyone reached out to you and if anyone reached out to me, I'd be more than happy to sort of like help them bounce ideas or concerns off, because you and I have probably been there, done that, and can sort of give a bit of value with, you know, what we do, or at least make the person feel comfortable that what they're struggling with is actually very normal. So the podcasts are very good for that. So yeah, Property Performance Stars, jump on and listen to that if you want to sort of see a very raw, I would say, a very raw podcast of struggles of being a real estate agent. Would that be fair to say? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Very raw. It's very just honest and quite brave, because there's a lot in there that, you know, I think you would be scared to admit that.
It's personal.
Especially when you're in a leadership role, when everyone's looking to you for direction and sometimes you just don't have it. And that's totally fair and totally understandable. And you're not alone, even if you feel that way. I think we're getting better at having those conversations and saying, you know what, actually, I am having a struggle and I am having a tough time, but it's slow. But we are getting better at it.
We are. We're doing very well in WA, I think, with getting it all out there. So well done. Thanks for coming on board. I will definitely see you soon. And if anyone wants to reach out to Cara, connect with her through Property Performance Stars or on social media. And I'll see you soon.
Thank you. See ya.
Inspect Real Estate, or IRE, is an Australian-based software company that is passionate about creating quality, customized solutions for agents, tenants, buyers, and property owners, designed by agents for agents, because we care. IRE has now processed more than 108 million inquiries and is currently being used by thousands of industry leaders. There are many time-saving products, from booking and managing inspections within our flagship product ROL, creating and managing applications with ToApply and AppChecker, and tracking keys with Keyware, through to listing on Inspect Real Estate's free property portal, Tenant App, plus so much more. Visit inspectrealestate.com.au or give us a call on 1300 934 721.